Part 10, Chapter 3. They were in a storeroom area now. Angus had found a huge ring of keys and was scampering ahead of Johnny, opening doors. Robert the Fox was following more sedately. He had his worn old cape wrapped very tightly about him, for it was bitterly cold in this place. Probably the temperature seldom rose much, even in summer. Robert's radio crackled occasionally as some Scot elsewhere reported in. The radios worked well underground, designed for minor use. Johnny had not yet found all he wanted by a long shot. The planning of a battle against an enemy whose battle tactics were all but unknown was a chancy business, and he did not yet know exactly how the Cyclos had done it. So he had half an ear to Robert's radio and was not paying all that much attention to Angus. They were at a heavy door that said Arsenal, and Angus was changing keys, about to open it. Some faint hope that it might contain nuclear weapons rose in Johnny. The door opened. Boxes, cases, endless rows of them. Johnny played his lamp over the stencils. He did not know what all these letters meant. This military certainly loved to obscure things under letters and numbers. Angus danced up with a book, fluttering the well-preserved pages.
Ordnance types and models,
he crooned.
All the numbers and letters will be here, even pictures.
Inventory that,
said Robert the Fox to a Scot beside him who was making lists.
Bazooka,
said Angus.
There, up there, those long boxes. Anti-tank armor-piercing missile projectiles.
Nuclear?
Asked Johnny.
Non-nuclear, says so.
I think this is just their local arsenal for possible base use. They wouldn't be supplying the whole army from this spot.
What's of it?
Enough for a few thousand men.
Can I open a box?
Asked Angus to Robert.
One or two for now, just to ascertain condition,
said Robert, and waved a couple of the following Scots forward to assist. Angus was flipping through the catalog, miner's lamp dancing on the pages.
Ah, here. Thompson submachine gun.
He stopped and looked up at the boxes. He shook his head and looked back at the page.
No wonder!
No wonder what?
Prompted Robert, a bit impatient. The recon drone must have passed overhead by this time, and they had had no lunch and needed a break to recharge their air bottles outside.
That ammunition we found was very well preserved, airtight. Well, it maybe had to be. This sub-Thompson was a century out of date when we found the truckload. They must have just been sending them to the cadets to practice with. They were relics.
Johnny was not about to try to fight Cyclos with sub-Thompsons. He started to pass on. Boxes were being opened behind him. Angus braced up. His lamp was shining on an all-metal, lightweight hand rifle. It was block-solid, covered with grease that ages ago had formed into a tight, hard cast.
Mark 50 assault rifle. The last thing they issued. I can clean these up so they purr.
Johnny nodded. It was a sleek weapon.